After only a 9-point victory over Nebraska on Saturday, did Ohio State move in either the AP or coaches poll? Should CJ Stroud run? And we hand out game balls for offense, defense, and special teams from Saturday's win over Nebraska. All that and more in this episode of Locked On Buckeyes.
Locked On Buckeyes, your daily podcast on the Ohio State Buckeyes. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's up, Buckeye fans? Welcome back to another episode of Locked On Buckeyes for the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Jay Stevens, also the host of the Jay Stevens Podcast. It is Monday, November 8th in the year 2021, and I want to thank everyone out there for making Locked On Buckeyes their first listen of every single day. There's going to be a lot of things happening this week between the Ohio State football and basketball teams. I want to encourage everyone out there to subscribe to Locked On Buckeyes on your favorite podcast listening app and Locked On Buckeyes on YouTube as well, so you don't miss anything. Some days there'll be multiple shows coming out. After only a 9-point victory over Nebraska over the weekend, when at times Ohio State's offense did not look like it did earlier in the season, many people are wondering, would there be any movement from Ohio State in this week's AP and coaches polls? People know these two polls are not the end-all, be-all. But what we also know is these polls have a big impact on how the College Football Playoff Committee puts their rankings out. The rankings will be out on Tuesday evening around 9 o'clock in between the two games of the Champions Classic, the first day of college basketball in the 2021-2022 season. Ohio State did not move in either poll. In the coaches poll, Ohio State remained at number 5. In the AP poll, Ohio State remained at number 6. There were, I believe, count them, 6 Big Ten teams in the coaches poll. Number 5, Ohio State. Number 8, Michigan. Number 9, Michigan State. Number 14, Iowa. 23, Penn State. Number 24, Wisconsin. There's also a couple teams in the Big Ten that received votes in that poll, Purdue and also Minnesota. In the AP poll, there were also 6 people and 6 Big Ten members in that poll as well. Ohio State number 6, Michigan State number 8, Michigan number 9, Iowa number 19, Wisconsin 20, Penn State 23. And then there's only one team receiving votes in this poll, the AP poll. It is the Purdue Boilermakers, the next opponent on the Ohio State Buckeyes football schedule. In the AP top 10, 10 through 1 goes like this. I know it's going to be very intriguing to see where certain teams fall. Number 10, Oklahoma State. 9, Michigan. 8, Michigan State, who just lost to Purdue. Number 7, Notre Dame. Number 6, Ohio State. Oregon, number 5, ahead of Ohio State by one game. I still think if they had a game again at this point in the season, Ohio State would beat Oregon. Not saying it wouldn't be close, but I do think Ohio State would beat Oregon if they replayed at this portion of the season. Number 4, Oklahoma, who was off last week. Number 3, Alabama. I had a really weird game against LSU. Number 2, Cincinnati, who almost lost to Tulsa. And then number 1, Georgia, who destroyed the Tigers. The Missouri Tigers, that is. So this poll, these polls together, give us a great barometer about how we should view the Buckeyes. I'm curious. I don't know. I'm kind of thinking Ohio State will be in the top 4 of the upcoming CFP rankings that come out tomorrow evening. But if they don't, is it the end of the world? If Ohio State, if the committee keeps getting influence from the AP and the coaches poll, the coaches poll is basically the SID poll because many college football coaches don't put the rankings out, don't submit their own ballot. That's the SID, the gentleman that is kind of the go-between between the coach and other people trying to filter things out for the entire football program. Whatever you want to say about the coaches poll, I still think it holds some weight. I think it's interesting that the two polls are similar. The CFP, I do believe they're going to get some information from the media because the media members are tapped in and tuned in not only to their team, but also other teams around the conferences that they cover, that their team is in, and also national landscape as well. Will it be a resume-based CFP ranking that comes out Tuesday? Will it be something very similar to the AP poll? That's to be determined. One thing we all know, these polls right now, they're great. You can get motivation from them. You can get some talking points from them. You can even get some bulletin board material. But the one thing you cannot do is say what that says right now is what's going to happen in the future. Take care of business on the field. That's it. The Buckeyes take care of business against Purdue, against Michigan State. I think they could beat Michigan State by 2 touchdowns. I didn't think I was going to say that a month ago, month and a half ago, but I do think they are 2 touchdown favorites over Michigan State. Michigan, I believe Ohio State can beat them. I do believe that'll happen this year once again. Then the Big Ten championship game. Whoever comes out of the Big Ten West, Ohio State simply has to do one thing. Take care of business. The movement, non-movement in the AP and coaches poll, I think we'll see movement after this upcoming week's game against a 6-3 Purdue Boilermakers team. And then you have a one-loss Michigan State Spartans team. So far right now, a one-loss Michigan team, even though they do go to Happy Valley to play Penn State this week, which I think that'll be a very close game we all should be watching. This week's games hold a lot of weight. As it stands right now, the Buckeyes don't move in either poll. All they have to do is take care of business. If they do that, the chips will fall where they should. All right, college football fanatics, have you heard about Prize Picks? Prize Picks is daily fantasy made easy. I love this, and I know you will too. Prize Picks offers every sport you could think of, like NFL, college football, NBA, college basketball, MLB, soccer, MMA, and more. Prize Picks offers more college football props than anyone in the world and offers all the star players of the Power 5 as well as mid-major players as well. Prize Picks offers any prop you can think of, from yardage to touchdowns, even interceptions thrown. You pick 2 to 5 players and an over-under on their projections, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry, and it's just you versus the projected numbers. Use the award-winning app on both the App Store and Google Play. Don't hesitate. Check out prizepicks.com or go to your App Store and download the app today. Prize Picks is daily fantasy made easy. Thank you guys for tuning in and listening to another episode of Locked On Buckeyes, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every single day, and for making sure that Locked On Buckeyes is your first listen of every day. On Tuesday evening, there'll be a couple reaction shows. Ohio State has their first basketball game on Tuesday night at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Planning on doing another live post-game show at the conclusion of that game. So that'll start approximately 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Watch it on YouTube. Watch it on my personal Twitter page at JEStevens07. Search Locked On Buckeyes on YouTube. Hit that subscribe button. Hit that bell so you're notified when every show goes live. There will also be an instant reaction show after the college football playoff rankings come out Tuesday evening, approximately 9:30, later than normal due to the rankings coming out later in the evening than normal. That'll be live also on YouTube and the Locked On Buckeyes on YouTube and my personal Twitter page. As you all know, the audio from those shows will go out on your favorite podcast listening platform. Everything we do here at Locked On Buckeyes, it's free for your enjoyment. There were a lot of people out there questioning, wondering if, when, how much will it ever happen? Will CJ Stroud run the football? As a quarterback, you have one job, and it's not just to move the ball through the air, but it's to move the ball consistently down the field so your team is in the best situation to score. Now, yes, primarily the quarterback is the thrower of the football. Primarily the runner of the football is the running back or running backs. Ohio State has gone to a one-back system over the past couple games. I don't think that's the best formula for success. We'll talk about that later on in the week. So, Ohio State's quarterback, CJ Stroud, he made a comment in the post-game press conference where everyone's like, oh, he's a quarterback. His job is to throw the ball. if his job was to run, then he was going to be a running back. Oh, that's what C.J. Stroud said. When you think about it, your job is to move the ball down the field. Now, not every quarterback has the skill set to run the ball. And I think about a guy that I watched growing up and playing football in Indianapolis, Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning was not no runner of the football. No, he was not. But what Peyton Manning did, which made him great, was a manipulation of a defense pre-snap and knowing how to maneuver and move around in the pocket so that even though you're not a mobile quarterback, you can move around a little bit, elude tacklers to get the ball out. One thing that I think is great for quarterbacks, those great ones, when you see it, their internal clock is next level. Even as a good college quarterback, there are good college quarterbacks out there that have a good, well-timed internal clock. May it be 2.5 seconds, may it be 1.8 seconds, may it be 2.3. But whatever their internal clock is, they know when it is time for them to get rid of the ball, to move the ball, to get the ball out in a quick and swift manner, because if they don't, there'll be a defender, a linebacker, a DB, a defensive end, somebody on the defense that comes at him to tackle him and take him down very, very quickly. And so when I look at C.J. Stroud and the way that he is playing the football, one thing is very interesting. When you look at last year, Michigan State game, he had a run of, I think it was about a 50-plus yard touchdown run in that game. You may say, Jay, that was mop-up duty. Yes, that was mop-up duty, but that was a sign of a quarterback that when needed, he can move and he has some quicks and enough speed to get from point A to point B being in the end zone, quicker than his opposition. So I do believe C.J. Stroud can run a ball. That's not the question. Can he? The question is, should he? I do believe also with C.J. Stroud and the way that he is playing the football, he is not helping himself as a quarterback that does not want to run the ball, or a quarterback that is being coached to not run the ball. I think those are two very interesting situations. We looked at Justin Fields' play last year. One thing we saw was with Justin Fields' athletic ability, we knew he could run the ball. We knew he could run guys over. We knew he was a physical guy. He was a strong guy, sturdy guy, solid guy. We knew all of those things about him. We knew he had speed. But it seemed like at times, there were times Justin Fields was not running the ball when it seemed like he should. I wonder if it's a coaching thing, not an ability thing. We know the ability is there. A quarterback that is not going to run the ball, one thing they do, they find ways to maneuver in the pocket, stay in the pocket. They don't want to leave outside the pocket because if they know if they leave outside the pocket, a lot of times these linebackers, these outside linebackers and strong safeties, if they see you and you're not a running quarterback and you're getting outside of the pocket and it's you and them, the defender, and nobody else in between, one thing they will do, man, look, they coming quick. Hey, they coming quick. Why? Because you ain't a threat to get downfield. They don't have to. The spy on you is over. It's come. I'm hungry. Let's go eat. That's exactly the thing that they're going to do. So with C.J. Stroud, I'm not saying he can't run the ball. I think he should run the ball if they're going to continue to run these rollout plays and if C.J. Stroud's going to roll out a little bit. I'm not saying get a 30-yard gain every game. I'm not even asking for that or saying that needs to happen. One thing I do believe that needs to happen or should happen is this. C.J. Stroud, if you're not going to run the ball, stay in the pocket, buddy. It may be hard. It may be uncomfortable. It may be something you don't want to do. But C.J. Stroud, stay in the pocket. If you stay in the pocket more and you allow your eyes and your manipulation of with your hands, your head, your shoulders, your quick pump fakes, if you allow those things that a quarterback has to affect, have an impact on the opposition, people ain't asking, should you run the ball? No, people ain't saying, run the ball, run the ball, run the ball. No. People aren't saying those things. But when you are outside of the pocket, when you are a quarterback that is doing X, Y, and Z, and some things don't make any sense, people will say, hey, CJ, run the ball. Not because we want you to run 10 times a game, but because in that moment, it makes sense for you to do so. I do believe C.J. Stroud has the effect and has the ability to run the ball. I'm curious what he's being coached. I'm not saying he's being coached wrong. let me go out there and say this. I'm not saying CJ Stroud is being coached what not to do. I do know Ryan Day is big on the preservation of the body for the long haul, the grueling grind of November, the Big Ten championship game, and then for a playoff game and an appearance in the national championship game. It's looking big picture during the season, not so much this one game. This is the end all be all. We got to figure things out, and you got to lay it all on the line for this moment right here. Ryan Day is a big picture, grueling grind type of guy when it comes to the 12 games in the regular season that Ohio State plays from Labor Day weekend through Thanksgiving weekend. Think about how long it is in your life between those two dates that I just said, the first Monday in November or September, and then the final weekend in the month of November. Yes, for you, it's long. Now think about a kid that's in class, that is in practice, that is having media availability, that has things to do with in the film room, has to get his studies done. Think about all of that from his standpoint. Yes, it's a lot. It's a whole lot. Sometimes it's more than what I think we think it is. Ryan Day understands that. Ryan Day goes big picture, grueling grind. And I think sometimes we're seeing that some of the things that they might be coached. It's all speculation. I don't know what's going on in practice, but it's all speculation. Some things that I think they're being taught, one is the preservation of the body and Stroud not running. I think it's a being taught thing, not an ability thing. I think Stroud knows if he needs to get 10 yards, he'll get 10 yards. I just don't think he's being told to do so right now at this point in the season. We saw a shift in Justin Fields last year when he was running out of the pocket and running downfield and getting first downs and doing things he had not done for quite a long time. We saw that last year. I wonder if we're going to see those same type of things from Mr. CJ Stroud down the road throughout this season, not just Purdue game, but Michigan State, Michigan. If you don't lay it all on the line, not just you, but your team, it might not happen. The intensity level needs to go up. I mean, big time. And maybe the intensity level going up is what's needed for CJ Stroud to say, hey, y'all, look, whatever y'all telling me, I need to go downfield. I need to get this done. I got to get the pater. I got to get this first down. I got to run to get that thing to get that thing done, and so be it. I don't know. One thing I do know is this. CJ Stroud, it's okay to run the ball. It's okay. Should you? I'm not saying you should. I'm just saying things need to be more selective than what they have been as far as moving in the pocket, internal clock, and things of that nature that make good quarterbacks great. If you haven't tried a Built Bar by now, you are missing out. They say it's a protein bar, but it does not taste like one. You have to try one of these amazing bars to believe it. Most protein bars are chalky or waxy or just plain hard to choke down. A Built Bar is soft, covered in 100% real chocolate, and when you bite into it, you know you're eating something different. It's more of an experience, one that you'll enjoy. In fact, you'd swear you're eating a candy bar. Built Bars are low calorie, low carb, low fat, low sugar, and high in protein. So all the healthy benefits on top of just being purely delicious. Another great thing about Built Bar, there are so many mouth-watering flavors, including coconut and raspberry and mint brownie, coconut almond, salted caramel, double chocolate, and even cherry barcia. This month, Built Bar is coming out with new limited time flavors every 3 to 4 days. So check their website often. You don't want to miss out. Go to built.com and use that friendly promo code LOCKED15. LOCKED15, and it's all one word, and you will get 15% off your next order. Once again, go to built.com and use that friendly promo code LOCKED15 to get 15% off at built.com. Thank you for listening to this episode of Locked On Buckeyes, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every single day. It's that time of week. It's a Monday here on the podcast. It's time to hand out game balls, one for the offense, one for the defense, and then one for special teams as well. As I'm doing that, let me pull some stats up very quickly so I'm not misspeaking and getting any numbers wrong as far as how people played in the game over the weekend against Nebraska. Oh, did you see Nebraska fired 4 offensive coaches on Monday? Did you see that? I mean, I think that was a move that was needed, should have been made a long, long time ago. But I am glad it happened when it did, because we see Nebraska. People say Nebraska is not serious. Nebraska is not close. I think we have all seen that Nebraska, the football team, is closer than people think to being really, really good, and not, let's not say really good, being able to compete and win the Big Ten West. I do expect Nebraska to win the Big Ten West the next few years. I'm not sure. I don't think Scott Frost is the coach for that, but I do think whoever comes in next is going to have so many options at his disposal. He'll have so much fun utilizing the weapons that Nebraska has on their football team. Game balls, offense, defense, special teams, and we're closing up shop. Offense, kind of self-explanatory. One thing I will say is these are not players of the game. These are game balls. More so moments, more so your performance and things you did in the game that stood out in a way. You may not be the player of the game. You may be the player of the game. But in this moment, it's not a player of the game that's the person that's going to get the game ball. But this person was a player of the game. Jackson Smith and Jigba. 15 catches, a school record, 240 yards through the air, second all-time in a single game for an Ohio State Buckeye, 16.0 yards per reception, one touchdown, a long of 75 yards. This one was a game that with Derek Wilson not in the game, who was going to step up? We saw Julian Fleming. We saw Marvin Harrison Jr. get numerous snaps in this game to fill that void. But from the beginning, throughout the game, it was all Jackson Smith and Jigba. That young man gets one game ball given out from yours truly here on Locked On Buckeyes. Number two, defensively, got to go with my guy Steel Chambers. He was third in tackles in this game, six tackles. The leader in tackles in the game was Cody Simon with eight, Ron Hickman with seven, and then Steel Chambers with six. Bryson Shaw was five, and I got my own thoughts about Bryson Shaw, about how I think he should be utilized, maybe not be utilized differently. But Steel Chambers didn't net play in the first half due to a targeting penalty that he suffered against Penn State Nittany Lions a week prior. And so with him not playing that game, getting kicked out in the second half of that game for the targeting penalty, he had to miss the first half of the upcoming game. So he basically missed an entire game of play minutes because his targeting penalty came at the beginning of the second half against Penn State. You got to miss the rest of that game. Then he had to miss the first half of the very next game. Rule needs to change. Should have changed a long time ago. But Steel Chambers, one thing I love about him and his approach to this game, he kept his mind in the game. Steel Chambers did not get rattled. Steel Chambers was not a guy that was a cancer or a player that was a problem in the locker room. He simply stayed at it, kept working, wasn't an issue. And what did we see? We saw Steel Chambers be a guy that when it came to down to making a play late in the game, he was right there. And I don't believe it was something where, oh, Steel Chambers, right place, right time. No, he's always around the ball. Steel Chambers is literally always around the ball. And Steel Chambers always being around the ball allows him and helps him to be in the right place at the right time and allows him to continue to be a guy that turns heads. It is very, very impressive throughout every single portion of the game. Last but not least, it's Noah Ruggles. People keep going back to the preseason conversation, preseason talk about how they viewed Noah Ruggles, about how they thought he was going to be as a kicker. I had my own reservations. I had my own thoughts. I even came on the podcast and talked about them, and I said, well, he was inconsistent at North Carolina. He only kicked one kick in 2020. I'm not really sure. Noah Ruggles is the guy, and he continues to prove everybody, not saying wrong, their speculations were right when they were correct, but he continues to prove and show everyone he can get the job done. And by him being able to get the job done, in the past two games, he has been the guy that has helped Ohio State not only extend leads, but if you take his points away, Ohio State does not win these games. Noah Ruggles, that's back-to-back weeks. He started the game balls last week, and it's back-to-back weeks. Noah Ruggles has gotten a game ball here from the podcast. Why? He had a field goal, made a field goal, 26-yard field goal at the 11:25 mark of the second quarter. In the Third quarter, he made a 46-yard field goal. He made a 35-yard field goal in the second and third quarter. 9:42 left. What 9:42 mark was a 46-yarder. 2:05 mark in the third was a 35-yarder. And then he extended it to seal the biggest defeat for Nebraska this season. A 9-point loss for Nebraska by the hands of another kick, by the way, of Noah Ruggles. 46-yard field goal with 1:29 left in the game. Noah Ruggles, Steel Chambers, Jackson Smith, and Jigba get the game balls for the Nebraska win. Ohio State's win over the Nebraska Cornhuskers. One thing I got to say, we're not giving game balls out for losses. I'm glad these boys keep winning because that's when the game balls will come out. Guys, basketball starts on Tuesday, football on a Monday, playoff rankings come out on a Tuesday evening. So much going on. Make sure you are tapped into and subscribed on your favorite podcast listening app and YouTube. Hit that subscribe button. Hit the check mark or the plus button top right on Apple Podcast to subscribe there. Hit the bell if you're on YouTube to get notified every time a new video for the show goes live. In the meantime, make sure you check out the Locked On Big Ten podcast. There are some time between this podcast coming out and the next podcast coming out. Make sure you check out the Locked On Big Ten podcast. It's the place for you to stay up to date with everything going on in the Big Ten Conference, both football and basketball, with its host, Mr. Nate Dickinson. I join him every Monday to every other day of the week. There is a different host of a football team or a team inside the Big Ten Conference that joins Nate Dickinson to recap and talk about things going on inside the Big Ten Conference. You can check out that podcast. Make this podcast, Locked On Buckeyes, your first listen. Make Locked On Buckeye, Locked On Big Ten, your second listen of every single day. Odyssey app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your fine podcast, you can get Locked On Buckeyes and Locked On Big Ten as well. In the meantime, I am Jay Stevens, yours truly. We are out on a Monday. Enjoy the day.